Tape number 8, side 1, track 3, Honeysuckle Transverse Coast, pass number 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, you call? Apollo 8, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 8.
Okay, I've got some weather and recovery force status and a couple of last-minute items to run down anytime it's convenient for you.
All right, it's convenient right now.
Okay, for the Mid-Pacific, the general condition is good. You can expect cloud bases, 2,000 foot scattered. Visibility 10 mile. Wind 070 at 12. Wave height 4 feet. Altimeter 2974. Sunrise will be 1710 Zulu. And first light 1649 Zulu. The recovery forces. Ship will be Yorktown. The aircraft will be Airboss number 1 and 2. And recoveries 1, 2, and 3. The estimated time to the target point, the ship is, Yorktown is on the target point. Airboss aircraft 15 minutes and will be on scene commander. Recoveries 1, 2, and 3 are SH-3 Alphas and they go with the Yorktown, so they're at the target point. All of them have swimmers aboard. If the recovery aircraft do not hear from the spacecraft, they'll go ahead and put swimmers in the water. And if you're in good shape and give them a call, they may hold off on dropping swimmers until sunrise.
Roger, say again the sunrise and first light time for me, would you please?
Say again, Nate. As you go further to the east, the weather should improve slightly. There's no problem with thunderstorms or rain showers in any of your recovery area.
Very good. Thank you.
The items that we still need will be a PRD reading as late as you can do it conveniently prior to the final stowage. And we don't have any numbers on the last crew sleep period. I'd like to verify that the secondary RCS was activated on all four quads. And I have about five comments on the entry checklist procedures to verify.
It was activated on all four quads, that's correct. Our final storage is completed. We'll read off the PRDs for you now.
All right, thank you.
The LMPs reads 0.64. I believe that's been that way throughout the flight. CMPs reads 0.11. That's 1.11.
Roger.
Stand by a minute while we look at it closely. That's 0.11.
Roger. 0.11.
And the one I ended up with reads 3.10.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Ken. What else do you want to talk about?
Okay, make everybody happy. We can use an estimate of the number of hours of sleep that people have got.
Oh, okay, sorry. Just a minute. I'll give you that. I forgot.
Thank you.
Bill Anders got about 5 hours. And Jim Lovell got about 5, and I got about 5.5 or 6.
Sounds good.
Right.
Okay. We went through an exercise with a mock-up on the pre-entry preparations, and we noticed that in the LMP checklist on page S12, when you go to top off the repress bottles, I believe it's a misprint. It should read the PLSS fill valve rather than the repress valve, and we should be going to the fill position as opposed to going to on.
Roger, that's what we do.
Okay. And on, go ahead.
Go ahead, we agree, that's what we do.
Okay, on page E7 of the entry checklist and under step 34, as long as you have panel 382 open, that's a convenient time to go ahead and have the evaporator water controls, both primary and secondary, to auto, and the suit heat exchanger for the secondary glycol to flow.
Those items are already accomplished.
Very good. On page E9, when you're getting ready to transfer the RCS to the command module position, if you want to avoid having the engine fire as a result of attitude corrections, you might want to take the manual attitude switches to Excel command or minimum impulse. And again, on E9 Alpha at step 41 Bravo, if you want to go back to attitude hold, bring the manual attitude switches back to rate.
What was that last step?
Step 41 Bravo on page E9 Alpha. If you decide to use either minimum impulse or Excel command on page E9, step 41 Bravo would be a good place to go back to break command.
Okay, we do. That's where we do it.
Okay, fine. And
put all those control configuration changes in the checklist, but that's exactly what we do. Use them in a moon pulse.
Okay, real fine.
Houston, Apollo 8.
Go ahead, 8. Apollo 8, go ahead.
I'd like to confirm one item on the pad message, please.
Roger.
Time to retro drugs, reference elapsed time to drugs, please.
Okay, I'll check that one out.
And also, Ken, we're going to turn on our VHF now, about 4 hours before entry.
Real fine, thank you. I'll let you know when we pick it up.
A simplex.
A firm.
We're listening on VHF now, do you?
ahead, Houston.
Okay, we have checked into your drove time, and the number of 0816 on your entry pad is correct. We'll be giving you an updated entry pad on the scheduled time of 1:43:30. At the same time, we'll be giving you an update of your state vector with a LEM and CFM. The mid-course correction number 7 was less than 7 tenths foot per second, and we will not execute it.
Very good.
You have a P-52 scheduled at 1:43:30, which is not required. Your option. However, if you decide to delete the P-52, the CMC self-check and this key condition light test are still requirements, over.
What do you mean there's still requirements? We weren't planning to do the CMC self-check. Thought, Ken. Gosh, it's been working perfectly for 6 days. I don't see any reason to test it.
I agree.
Thank you.
Morning, Ken. How's Houston this morning?
Just fine. Nice and balmy.
Good.